Thank you, Mr. Cortice, and good morning to all of you. It's a pleasure to see you again. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and greetings to all of those who are listening in on the telephone this morning. I would like to begin this morning by reading some words from a song that is typically sung on the Feast of Trumpets. It's a song that I'm sure that you're familiar with, that you've heard before. It's one of my favorites. The name of the song is "The Lamb is Coming Back as a Lion." The Lamb's coming back as a lion. He's coming to reign. The Lamb's coming back as a lion, his kingdom to claim. King of kings, Lord of lords, all men will bow down before him. Make your heart ready. He's coming again. Brethren, Christ's return is a reality. It will happen. Jesus told the high priest right before his crucifixion, if you turn over to Matthew chapter 26, in Matthew chapter 26, in verses 63 and 64, the high priest demanded that Christ proclaim who he truly was. So let's read beginning in verse 63. It said, "But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, He said, I adjure you there by the living God that you tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Now we know that Christ's return will be surrounded by supernatural events. We know that there will be a blowing of a trumpet, the shout of an archangel, and other events. If you turn forward to Matthew chapter 24, it mentions some of those events that will take place, supernatural events in the heavens that will take place at Christ's return. Matthew 24, and let's begin in verse 27. Says, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." And dropping down to verse 29, says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall there appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." So we see when Jesus does return, the people living upon the earth who have survived the tribulation, who have survived the day of the Lord, will not be prepared for his return. It says that they will mourn. And we know that they will actually go out to fight against him at his return. The world will not be prepared for Jesus Christ's return. But the question I have for you this morning is, will we? Will we be prepared for Christ's return? Are we prepared for Christ's return? The words to the song that I read said, "Make your heart ready, because he's coming again." Are we ready today? If he returned today, would we be ready? Because, brethren, Jesus Christ's return could be tomorrow for any of us here, because none of us here knows truly what tomorrow brings. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to put a negative twist on this, because this is a very positive day. This is a very positive and exciting time, and it's a time that we're all looking forward to. It's a time that Jesus told us to pray about. And it truly is what the world desperately needs, the return of Jesus Christ. But with that said, we all need to be sober to the fact that we are all subject to time and circumstance. Here a couple weeks ago, I was involved in a hit-and-run accident. A guy hit me and then he ran. And You know, it was one of the first accidents I've ever been in. It wasn't a major accident, it was a minor accident. But you know, the guy didn't have the courtesy to stick around and share it with me. He took off. But it turned out fine. There was somebody that witnessed the accident and chased the guy down the freeway. But you know, and got his license number. But the thing happened so quickly. He hit me, he pushed me into a vehicle in front of me. My shoulder, my neck was injured. I sit there for a minute, and those few seconds, he took off, and he was gone. But a policeman showed up, and I shared the story with him, and he called on his radio, and as he was calling, somebody was chasing this guy down the freeway and got his license number. But the reason I mention this is because things can happen so quickly to us, something like that. It was a matter of seconds that this happened, and he was gone. And that's the way life is. Things can happen, and our life can be changed in an instant. So, brethren, we need to be careful not to allow ourselves to become complacent. We truly need to be in a state of readiness each and every day. Last Sabbath, Mr. Sexton spoke about Lot's wife, and he told the story about Lot's wife and how Lot's wife looked back. You know, God brought her out. God tried to bring her out of that lifestyle, tried to save her life, but yet that's not what she really wanted. She looked back. She longed for that past life. So we got to be careful that we do not look back. Be careful that our desire to go back is not like Lot's wife, because God turned her into a pillar of salt, and her heart was hardened. You know, Jesus left us a parable about watching and waiting and being prepared. Turn over to Luke with me, if you would. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, and let's read verses 37 through 40. He said, beginning in Luke 12, verse 37, he said, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and he will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not had suffered his house to be broken through." In verse 40, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." So Jesus left this parable to ask us to think about waiting and watching and being prepared. And then he gives us a warning in verses 45 and 46. Beginning in verse 45, it says, "But if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the maidservants, or men servants and maidens, and to eat, drink, and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he's not aware, and will cut him asunder and appoint him with a portion with the unbelievers." Now, of course, none of us today, brethren, have servants, slaves, that we would mistreat, but the principle is here. It's conveying a principle and attitude that we need to understand, and that is that time does march on, and some of us have been here in God's church 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And we should never feel that God the Father is delaying the return of His Son. We should never get to a point in our lives where we feel that we have plenty of time to get our lives in order. Because as I said earlier, we truly never know what tomorrow brings. So what is it we need to do to make sure we're ready? Well, I think you could answer that question. I think you know what it is that we should do, but I'll help you answer that question. First of all, we need to discern the times. We need to know what events will take place before Christ's time, before Christ's return. We need to know that so that we're not caught off guard, so we're not deceived, because the Bible says, if possible, even the elect would be deceived. And we do that through our study every day of God's Word, knowing God's Word. But most importantly, it really boils down to how we live and conduct ourselves each day in our relationship, our personal relationship that we have with God. You know, Paul talked about being ready, and he spoke with a real sense of urgency. Over in Romans, if you turn over to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, and let's read verses 11 through 14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Says the night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and chambering or wantonness, which means in sexual sins or filthy behavior. It says, not in strife or envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, Paul came to realize, as time went on, that Jesus was not going to return in his lifetime. He realized that. And so he wrote a letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy. And this is what he had to say to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. If you would turn over there. Because Paul endured many trials and tribulations, and when he went to Rome and he was a prisoner in Rome, he realized that his death was intimate and his time was short. And so he wrote this letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 6 through 8. And this is what Paul had to say. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith." He says, "Therefore there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing." And that day that he was speaking of is the return of Jesus Christ, this day that we celebrate here at the Feast of Trumpets. So, brethren, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the first to come, first came to the earth symbolically as a lamb to submit himself to man and to die for our sins. But when he returns the second time, it's going to be very, very different. When he returns the second time, he will return with the strength and determination of a lion that the Bible talks about. And when he returns this time, he will bring the saints with him. I want to be in that group. I want to be in that group. I hope that you do too. We don't know when Christ will return. Only God the Father knows. But this we do know. It's a lot nearer than it was yesterday. So as that song says, brethren, make yourself ready. He's coming again.